Joining me now on Our Town is Jess Kubisch, and Jess is a nurse anesthetist. That's a hard thing to say.
Yeah, it is hard, especially after you've had some anesthesia.
Yeah, that'd be funny, wouldn't it? I can see that. The reason why I asked you to come today is there's a program that Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center is doing that you're involved in, and it comes down to basically, if I get this, let me put this in a nutshell, training for emergency situations so that you are prepared for anything.
Yeah. So thanks for having me today, sure. George. I'm really excited to talk to you about this. We're implementing an interdisciplinary team training, which uses high fidelity simulation in the operating room at Peace Harbor Medical Center. And this is something that is done nationwide, and really the acute crisis resource management has developed over the past 20 years. And it developed initially out of the aviation industry. And in 1999, To Air is Human came out, which was a landmark study by the Institute of Medicine. And it really pinpointed that a lot of medical errors occur because of teamwork training failures and also communication, not necessarily a specific individual.
So could that be something like, say, you have one person that's trained in a specific area, another person is trained in a specific area, and they might try to treat a patient from that perspective without coming together and saying, hey, what is our base core of response to this?
Yeah, that is a great example. I think a lot of times when you're working with different disciplines and different departments, that you have difficulty sometimes communicating and really establishing a basis for treating the patient. And so this is really hoping to open up those lines of communication, but specifically in instances where it's a crisis. So something that might not happen very regularly, or we hope it doesn't happen very regularly, but when it occurs, it's imperative that all of the providers are on the same page in regards to patient safety and working together as a team.
Now, you guys, when you're in these simulations, these things look and feel real, I imagine, because I saw some pictures on somebody's Facebook where there was actually like red stuff all over, and someone said, now it's not blood, so don't freak out. But you guys really get in depth in this, don't you?
And it's important that a lot of these scenarios are in situ, so occurring where they would actually occur, so in the operating room. And we use high fidelity mannequins, and we just had a simulation for our obstetric team and our surgical team where we used an actress who volunteered to be with us, and also a high fidelity mannequin as the baby. And we used all of the equipment, all of the procedures. We acted as if it was that scenario. And in doing so, we actually revealed a lot of latent errors in our system. Something as simple as how the doors to the operating room open and how that delayed getting the mother and baby into the C-section suite so that we could deliver the baby safely. So it really helped us to see where we needed to work on different areas, and also provided the opportunity for all these different individuals to work together as a team in this crisis.
So when you notice something like that, what's the next step then? Do you go to the hospital administration and say, hey, we need to change the doors, or what happens?
Yeah, so we actually have a whole team working on it. Jason Hawkins, the CAO, has been very supportive, and our quality improvement team and risk management team, everybody is involved, including the surgeons, our anesthesia department, the OB department. And what we do is we work with facilities to address these issues. There's also issues for, you know, fire safety and a lot of the regulations that Pat Kirby has to take care of. There's a lot of work entailed when you have to go and address the root cause of some of these system issues.
I noticed from talking with Dr. Bill Prosser last month that it seems like Peace Health, Peace Harbor specifically, is taking a step up and going the extra distance to make this not just a community hospital, but to be cutting edge and moving forward. Is this something that contributes to that as well?
Yes. I was recruited by Dr. Bill Prosser, and I'm coming from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. So
you couldn't go to a real college?
You know, what can I say?
No.
I have to say the West Coast is definitely better than the East Coast, though. So
yeah. But Georgetown is a great, I'm kidding,
it's
a great university.
Yeah, it's a wonderful university, and Bill also comes from an academic center. So when we're coming from these big academic facilities where there's such an emphasis on research and applying best practice, and we're really able to bring that to Florence and Peace Harbor. Harbor Medical Center, where we have limited resources here. We don't have the, let's say, research and money that some of these big academic centers have. But what we do have is the ability to apply all the research that's been done. So we look at the national standards and we're able to apply that at Peace Harbor. And we're doing that in our opioid reduction techniques for surgery. We're doing that with our enhanced recovery after surgery. And also this simulation training, which is really becoming a national standard as a way to help prepare teams in the event of an emergent crisis.
Now, I know education has a lot to do with it, and the way we're being taught nowadays is on a much higher level. Technology also is important, not just in the technology of the equipment, but also of the dissemination of information that's available for you, right?
Yes, exactly. And we're really able to access a lot of the data now using the internet, obviously, and the research that is available. We're also very active in our respective organizations. And also, the hospital has actually, this past fiscal year, they're supplying us with a new ultrasound, some new equipment for the surgeons, as well as a bronchoscope and several other important things that we need that are maybe a little outdated or archaic from at the hospital.
So how do you see the next few years at Peace Harbor going? I mean, obviously in leaps and bounds, things are changing in leaps and bounds. Do you see the same thing happening with the programs that you guys are doing now?
Oh, definitely. I think that they're really bringing some wonderful surgeons and providers on board that have a passion for maintaining this best practice and also increasing the learning for the nurses as well as all the other providers as well. So I think it's one of those things where you're starting to change the culture to really embrace best practice and evidence-based medicine.
So with the training that you're doing and the crisis management situations that you're coming, how many different scenarios do you guys deal with? You mentioned obstetrics as one, but what are some of the other areas that might come under that same blanket?
Yeah, well, we've only done the obstetric simulation so far, but we're really hoping to also do, in collaboration with the general surgeons and the orthopedic surgeons, the preoperative and postoperative nurses, to do something, say, if a patient had surgery and they were in the recovery unit and they had some sort of crisis, how would we deal with that? How would we make sure that they were safe? And what sort of protocols do we have in place? So we're kind of also doing a root cause analysis for incidents that happened at the hospital and kind of addressing those to see where we can apply that to simulation and team training.
So you've done a lot of research of incidences that may have already occurred.
Yes.
And then say, okay, well, how can we do that different? Or how can we replay the simulation and look at it from a different angle?
Exactly. Yes.
So how much longer? I mean, I guess this is ongoing then, right? You will do this forever. I mean,
this should be an ongoing program because there's always going to be opportunities for learning and there are always going to be new providers and staff members coming in and out. One of the disadvantages of working in a critical access hospital is the lack of staff and the high staff turnover. And so you don't have as much of that support. So in order to kind of continue with the team training, you're going to be doing this continually.
Yeah. I have a friend who is there at the hospital today who has had to wear many, many hats because of, you know, things that are going on. And it's like, yeah, it's hard because you have to take on a lot of responsibility sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, for one person.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. And it's really great that I'm just excited that the hospital and, of course, like you said, Jason Hawkins is behind you guys, you know, 100%. So it looks like, good things are happening.
Wonderful things are happening. Thank you so much for having me today,
Jess
George.
Kubisch, thank you so much for being here on Our Town.
Thank you.
And coming up next on Our Town, we speak with Megan Messer with Western Lane Emergency Operation Group on tsunami preparedness.